Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
This week, for the fourth year in a row, Arizona lawmakers declined to revise a law that controls how public school teachers can talk about LGBTQ relationships in health classes. Mariana Dale of member station KJZZ reports.
At least seven states have curriculum laws around LGBTQ issues. In Arizona, that rule applies specifically to HIV/AIDS instruction. And according to law professor Clifford Roski, of all the state laws, Arizona's is the only one that bans promoting a, quote, homosexual lifestyle.
This is not about gay sex. This is literally about whether it's okay to be gay and to talk about people who are gay.
The law also says teachers cannot portray homosexuality as a positive alternative lifestyle or suggest there are safe ways to have homosexual sex. Arizona's policy dates back to the HIV/AIDS epidemic. Back then, state lawmakers resisted a federal recommendation that education about the disease start early. That changed in 1991.
Rather than opposing it, they began to say, well, if we're going to teach teenagers about HIV, then we have to make sure that we're not teaching them how to be gay or how to have gay sex or things like that.
But Roski says in practice, the law has been applied more broadly. It also affects sex education. Several Arizona districts have tried to reform their sex education policies to be more inclusive of LGBTQ students. In the Tucson Unified School District, that initiative failed after the school board was advised they risked violating the current law. Tempe High School sophomore Devin Thurston says the law directly affects him.
Well, I'm transgender and I identify as queer. To me, it blatantly just doesn't protect LGBT kids, and it's deliberately saying cisgender, heterosexual kids deserve safety and sex education while LGBT kids don't.
Thurston often researches LGBTQ history for school projects. He says he's found a lot of homophobic laws.
I become less angry and more disappointed, but not defeated, inspired to keep fighting, I guess.
State Senator Martin Quesada has also been fighting. For the last 4 years, the Democrat has sponsored a bill that would strike the law's language around promoting homosexuality.
Regardless of what type of sexuality your student or our students identify as, we want to give them medically accurate information.
GOP lawmakers in the past expressed concerns that without the law, children would be indoctrinated against their parents' wishes and taxpayer dollars would be used to promote homosexuality. Kathy Harrod also opposes changing the law. She's president of the Center for Arizona Policy. Standing outside the state capitol, she argues the current HIV/AIDS education law shouldn't affect the way sex education is taught.
Sex education in the classroom is different. It's up to the local district whether they offer sex education classes or not. Then parents have to opt in their children to attend those classes.
She says HIV/AIDS instruction in schools should be
medically accurate and age appropriate. That's it. It's not a forum for discussing relationships and human sexuality.
For now, Arizona's Republican-led legislature agrees, and the policy seems likely to stay. For NPR News, I'm Mariana Dale in Phoenix.